Short version of this review. This movie sucked. Okay, now to get into me rambling. This has got to be like one of the few times that I actually agree with like massive critic fallout. But yeah, this movie sucked. This was really, really dull and stupid of a movie. My God, Jurassic Park Dominion. I literally just came back from the fucking movie theater, so this shit is fresh in my mind. Jurassic Park Dominion has got to be the lamest of the newer movies that came out. I mean, at least some of them were, I would say, comedy worthy, or at least like somewhat interesting when it came towards like the action and things like that. But this was just so unbelievably boring. I was bored. Like, even when the action stuff was happening, I was sitting there and I was like, this is so cookie cutter predictable and lame because nothing was happening. There was so many incidents where it's like they were putting major characters in danger, but you just knew nothing was going to happen to them. You knew nothing was going to happen to them because they still haven't gotten to a point where they could possibly be sent off in a crescendo or something like that, like some sacrificial purpose or whatever. And it was like, no, everyone's going to be fine. And then by the end of the fucking movie, you have this massive group of people that somehow just avoided getting fucking massacred by these dinosaurs that have been known to run up and just gobble up motherfuckers like it ain't nothing. Yet, for some reason, these group of people just were just magically spared by nothing but plot armor. Hell, they kept putting them in situations where it's like nothing bad is going to happen to them. I know nothing bad is going to happen to them, but it tried to increase tension by making it seem like, oh, they might die. It was like, bitch, of course they're not. It was so terrible in its execution. I thought at least Jeff Goldblum was going to get killed. But no. Hell, this movie was far more focused on recreating and reusing old shots or old moments from like the other Jurassic Park movies that essentially it just said fuck it when it came to storyline, plot, and characters. You had the little clone girl basically go around acting stupid because, you know, like a 14-year-old girl, she's like, I want to know who I am, but I'm a clone, so I'm exactly what the other person is. So then the movie immediately just fixed that issue that she had going on because it was like, yeah, just answer it. No, you actually were born. You weren't a clone, even though that was the major thing of the last movie. With this one, you actually were a clone. The dude was your grandfather. The twist of the other movie where it was like, no, you're the clone of his daughter that he grievingly, begrudgingly went against John Hammond to actually make, which was really fucked up. Nah. Yeah, you know, your mother is the one who actually did it, which means that this is okay now. And then she did something which was incredibly experimental, fucking stupid, and totally not what fucking Jurassic Park was about in the first place. So then they had it to where she grew up at the park of Jurassic Park. And then she became a scientist that wanted to mess with gene manipulation, as if that fucking mattered. And then she used that to give herself a baby, which she used her own DNA to do, which also doesn't make any fucking sense. But they did that. And then like she did that, and then essentially no one noticed, no one questioned, and no one looked into it, which was a major thing to facilitate the plot moving on in this movie. Just shit was happening, but no one else was asking questions about why the fuck did that happen. It was incredibly dumb, but it's like literally that's the whole major point of this series, of this movie, really. Like the main antagonist in this movie, if you could call them that, would be a swarm of prehistoric locusts that were just going around eating crops. That was it. There's no explanation as to how they were able to manipulate and get locusts or to mutate locusts or anything like that, or give them prehistoric DNA, which then made them something, or how they were able to make it to where those locusts didn't eat the other crops, but the other crops that were produced by the company that made the locusts, but instead just only other crops or whatever. Nor did they even give an explanation as to why the company did it in the first place or what their end goal was, because that didn't make any fucking sense. They just did it because company was evil, dinosaurs should be treated nice because of hippie logic, and that's literally all that the second of the new trilogy of Jurassic Park movies have been pushing. You know, it's not like people have massive amounts of fucking crazy ass assault rifles, fucking RPGs, you name it, people have figured out a way to fucking kill it. And then this movie starts off with it happening to where it happens to have dinosaurs every fucking where, and essentially we just have to learn to coexist with them as if, you know, that's totally feasible. Not considering the fact that their body mass as well as their food consumption was incredibly difficult, different than what we currently have with animals now. There are no animals that are that fucking big. And essentially, them being able to roam freely and acting as if we need to protect them as well as coexist with them makes absolutely no fucking sense. Also, the concept of people just poaching the dinosaurs rather than outright wiping them off, because why the fuck would you keep them? They have absolutely no... There's no reason whatsoever to keep them around. When they were contained on the islands, yeah, it was a little fun idea, as well as the zoo. The whole appeal of it was that they were in a zoo, they were a rarity. But now it's like, well, now they're a problem, as well as an endanger to human life. Realistically, we are the extinction makers. Anything that has ever existed that has gotten in the way of human evolution or expansion has been wiped out with impunity. It doesn't matter how much you want to save the condors or anything like that. If it got to the point where we need the mountains that the condors live on in order for us to expand something, no more fucking condors. We'll grab some and put them in a zoo or something like that, and that'll be the end of it. But we will never compromise our living conditions in order for other animals to exist. Like, oh, we can't live over here because of that. Well, we're running out of room, so we're going to have to change that. Their living area is going to have to get a little bit smaller. And then it might get a little bit smaller. And a little bit even more smaller. A little even more smaller. Just depends. It really depends on exactly what humans are fucking doing. Yes, there are sanctuaries and whatnot. But they were making it to where these things were every fucking where. Just, like, ridiculously so. And everyone was just A-okay with it. Hell, even the main characters never lived in this area. Or we never got to see anyone in an area where it was like, this is a major inconvenience. Or that this is something that actually the story needs to focus on, which is either, you know, stopping the complete eradication of them, of the dinosaurs, or getting people to understand or come to the idea that they need to coexist with the dinosaurs. None of that shit. Hell, they were showing like a carnivore attack a campsite as if that's something that would just blow the fuck over, or that's something that, you know, wouldn't cause a massive fucking riot in terms of the complete annihilation of all these fucking dinosaurs. No, it was just a news little thing that happened. Get over it, whatever. Hell, they even have pterodactyls and pterodactyls just constantly flying around in airspace as if that's also something that just wouldn't, you know, that like we wouldn't have a problem with that. Us being able to not travel with airplanes or any type of flight machine because of fear of any of those things attacking them is something that we would totally be cool with. Fuck out of here. We've shot down less for less. But which is why these movies are so fucking annoying. The key factor behind these movies is that essentially our weaponry is not as advanced as it fucking is. Now, the first Jurassic World movie kind of was able to go against this by making a brand new dinosaur that essentially was smart and just killing for the sake of killing. It was also able to fucking camouflage itself. I mean, the movie is retarded. Like, it's completely retarded. But it gave a nice explanation as to why they couldn't just outright kill this fucking thing with guns. Because when they sent a group of people after it with guns, they weren't able to kill it because of how smart the dinosaur was supposed to be. You see, that's actually something where it's like, I can understand your logic and reasoning because you give a clear understanding as to why they weren't able to do it. Yes, they have advanced weaponry. Yes, they had the means in which to be able to take the dinosaur down, but the dinosaur was new. The dinosaur was able to do shit that they weren't aware of, as well as being a hell of a lot smarter than they assumed it would be, and it just wiped all the people out that had guns and whatnot. It's a dumb movie, but that gave a perfect explanation as to why no one is using these advanced guns anymore. The people who had them are all dead. So now you really are nothing. You're just left with a bunch of screaming people running away from dinosaurs, which is what the Jurassic Park movies have became for some reason. So That was the first movie. But then in the second movie, when they had that, it was even dumber, because essentially what they did to counteract that concept was that they're not trying to eradicate the dinosaurs. They're just trying to move them. You have the hippie people trying to save the dinosaurs and collectors who are trying to capture the dinosaurs. So because of that, no one is trying to kill them. So no one has weaponry that is meant to kill. Therefore, when shit went bad, of course they weren't able to fend for themselves, because no one had anything in order to kill the dinosaurs, because that's not what the mission was. It makes sense. It's just like what they did on the first movie. People were touring a fucking park. And because they were touring a park that a guy thought was just completely amazing and he spared no expense, there was no fucking way that anything bad was going to happen. So they had no means to protect themselves if shit did happen. Then you have in the second movie where basically a bunch of people had a bunch of weaponry and things like that. But again, they were trying to capture the dinosaurs, not trying to kill them. And then even when it got to the point where they needed to start killing the dinosaurs, the people would panic. Like what, all the mercenary guys would like run in mass panics and shit like that. And then really they didn't have any guns or weaponry. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Second movie is good. Go fuck yourself. You know, only thing that was lame was like the T-Rex running around in Los Angeles. So like, as much as I enjoy that part, like, yeah. People had guns, so the fact that no one shot the T-Rex and it died is dumb. It was like, it's really dumb, but that's the end of the movie, but I still like the second movie, so whatever. Hell, they were in fucking Los Angeles. Ah, oh, God. Terrible. Terrible concepts when you, like, these people aren't thinking. They're just making up shit. So, with this movie, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that any of these people would be going around without massive amounts of weaponry that are capable of fucking putting down these dinosaurs with one fucking clip. I don't understand your logic of having it to where it's like all of these people who knowingly go into the dangerous areas and places where dinosaurs are at are just equipped with like fucking small tasers and whatnot that'll kind of sting them a little bit. Or like trank guns that they don't use on anything else. Fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. But that's what this whole fucking movie was. And it is completely ridiculous. Trying to have it to where it's like, oh no, it'd be cool if they just coexist, doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't. Now, if you was to have it to where people were like, yeah, like if the conflict of the movie, especially this being the third one and then possibly the last one or whatever, I don't know what the fuck they plan on doing in the future and I honestly don't care. Why not have it to where that's the major aspect of the conflict? Have it to where you have the peacekeeping, keeping, loving, hippie people for the dinosaurs on one side, and then you have the people who are horrifiably scared and scarred by dealing with these dinosaurs on the other side, and them trying to come to terms with what the fuck to do with them, since now they're out and about in mass quantities and leading to fatal accidents as well as deaths of normal human beings that honestly should not be in this situation, because dinosaurs should not fucking exist. It's not a concept where you can easily just establish that, no, they will cohabitate. No, they wouldn't. They couldn't. Dinosaurs were giant, massive creatures that lived millions, millions of fucking years ago. And realistically, considering all that they would need to eat, process, and fucking live, would destroy the ecosystem of so many other fucking animals in itself. That's a story. That's a concept to wrap your mind around. You have the bitch with the bad dye job from all three of the Jurassic World movies essentially come back, and her just trying to sit there and say, no, we can have the dinosaurs live peacefully. And it's like, no, when they were on the island, it was an enclosed ecosystem to where it was like, of course, it wasn't going to get too massive. So it was fine. It was functioning. Now that they're everywhere, this shit is getting out of control. All of the leaf, all of the herbivores would be eating massive amounts of greenery because of how big those motherfuckers were. And then all of the carnivores would be eating massive amounts of food because of how big those motherfuckers were. Why would a carnivore, like a fucking T-Rex, for example, leave a goddamn dairy farm if they're incredibly territorial, because that's what the other movies have presented, and then you sit there and give them a place in an area where they can easily keep said territory and be fed without no problems whatsoever, wouldn't that be a perfect place for them to go to? There's just fresh foods everywhere. There's nothing but cows all over the place. But wouldn't that be a problem for people who essentially are on the dairy farm? Now the fucking T-Rex has to die But you got the people who are like, no, leave the T-Rex alone. It's endangered. And then the other people are like, yeah, but we can't fucking run our dairy farm, which is ruining our business, which is messing up a lot of money and shit like that. Conflict. A wonderful conflict that'll have people probably looking at it and thinking like, yeah, that, I feel for the dinosaurs, but at the same time, they're interfering with human life and or just like and mankind, period. And that's a problem. At first, they were park attractions and that was cool and all, but now we have a problem. And essentially, you could have had it to where someone else was trying to open up another park or keep them on an enclosure or they find another island for the dinosaurs to live peacefully. Something. Just something far more interesting than a swarm of locusts being controlled by big business, like always, because everything is always a big business problem when it comes to these fucking movies, is being controlled by big business and is ruining crops, which then could ruin food, which could cause massive food shortages for people the world over. And we need to stop it. And we our key to stopping it is using Clone Girl and the baby of the Blue Raptor for some reason. And then that'll stop it. The end. It's like, well, what about the global concept? Like, what about the global fallout because the dinosaurs exist? Well, it'll be a short little montage we'll have explained in the beginning. And then it's like, well, what the fuck? Yeah, so stupid. Just so stupid. Then it just deals with and has so many different situations and concepts being done where it's like, yo, this shit is falling flat because it doesn't make any sense. You had Jeff Goldblum essentially be the only factor in the entire movie that I essentially was like okay to see. Like I was like, yeah, it was just Jeff Goldblum being John, Dr. Malcolm, but realistically, God, and it was like, yeah, you can't save this movie from being up its own ass. I mean, you brought back the Ellie girl, which isn't something that I don't know, like, who the fuck asked for that to happen? And then you made it to where her and, the guy that she was with from the very first movie, you act as if, like, it was a love story that we just needed to see be finalized or something like that. His ass is still missing her and pining for her after all these fucking years. He hasn't gone on with his life. And then he's still deeply seated in paleontology, being an archaeologist and whatnot. And it's like, that's cool. Archaeologist, paleontologist. Yeah, paleontologist. And everything. And it's like, that's cool, but also incredibly lame and stupid. Like, why would he be that miserable of a person? And then they made him seem miserable as well as her being this go-getter and whatnot. And that also wasn't cool. Hell, I thought it was dumb when they had it to where they broke up in the third movie. But also it was really endearing and it spoke to his character because essentially it was like he never got over what happened to him at Jurassic Park. And she tried to forget about it. So now that they're having it to where she's now going about studying and doing a bunch of crazy shit because of the dinosaurs are now everywhere. And he's still stuck in his ways of archaeology, paleontology, whatever the fuck he was doing, digging up bones and fossils and whatnot. It just made it seem like their characters were like, she was changing. She was going on and doing shit. And he was this stagnant, whatever lump of a clusterfuck of a character. Hell, the fact that the third movie did what they did to him, considering how the first movie ends with an obvious turn of events with him being in, having it to where he would now want kids and them being in a relationship and then essentially him never wanting to have kids. And then by the time the movie was over with, you get a sudden urge from when both of the kids are asleep and he's holding them in their arms that you would think they're like, yeah, you're ready to be a parent. You didn't think you were, but it turns out you are. And like it'd be great. But then when the third movie did what they did, it's like, yeah, you suck. I was like, it's gay that you did that and you suck. But you did it anyway. And then you have essentially a character like Jeff Goldblum's Dr. Malcolm, who essentially is someone that just disdains from the dinosaurs completely because of everything that he did, which is literally all that his character did in the second movie, where the only reason that he was involved in the second movie was because of him basically having someone that he cared about openly going there, and then him being against that and then just trying to save her. Totally makes no sense when now you involve him in a situation where he's speaking at a fucking hub center where all of these goddamn dinosaurs are gathered on like a small little area with like no means of escape in case some shit goes bad, which literally, according to his doctorate, seeing as how he's in chaos theory and whatnot, he would assume something like that could happen, and it might happen, and therefore he would not be involved in this shit because of such situations. So why would he be in such a situation? And then it's like, you then had it to where it was like, all right, this was all for a plan for him to bring down this corporation that was trying to do all this shit and everything like that. And it's like, that's cool, but how the fuck was he going to go about doing that? And it was like, his plan was just to invite the Ellie chick to do it, and then that was it? Hell, I thought it was confusing that essentially you had it to where, like, a main staple of the locusts going around eating the crops and everything was that they were only eating specific crops, but not the crops that were seeded by the corporation that made the fucking locusts in the first place. And no one asked that question in the entire fucking movie. That wasn't something that you leaked to the news. That wasn't something to bring up, cause a concern, because that's obviously a telling sign. These things are devouring crops like crazy, but for some reason it's not yours. Do you have any involvement into these, the creation of these things? Well, no, I'm just involved in making a sanctuary for the dinosaurs. Okay, cool. How about we check out your facility to make sure you're telling the truth? Why would no government entity want to deal with that? Crop sharing is a big fucking deal to all massive forms of government, government and like countries and whatnot, because that's a big fucking deal. Grain and whatnot, like, that's a big fucking deal. So the fact that it's like these things are like just devouring stuff and we have no idea where they came from, yeah, let's just make sure you're on the up and up, because you just say so, but that doesn't prove shit. But no, absolutely nothing. No one knows where these things come from. No one knows why these things are happening. This is really confusing. It's like, yeah, but all the Jurassic Park did was make dinosaurs. The fact that there are these creations, like these Cretaceous locusts are flying around, I'd be confused. I look into either InGen or any other corporation that has to deal with these fucking creatures and see whether or not they're all on the up and up. But whatever. Hell, and then I thought that the movie was going to have a left turn and essentially make it to where the dude that obviously is running everything is the main bad guy, and instead make it to where it's someone else and he just didn't know. It seemed like he was actually actually happy and trying to just change and make things better for people. And come to find out that no, he was the bad guy. And then I was just like sorely disappointed, because I was like, well, you had a chance to make this fucking interesting, but instead you fucked it over. And then you didn't do anything with that. He wasn't a villain that mattered. He wasn't anyone that was like had a good nature in terms of accomplishing something, but essentially went about it the wrong way, like John Hammond did, or the guy who bought InGen on the first Jurassic World, which honestly I thought was a better incorporation of John Hammond. A better rendition of him in a futuristic setting where the park is actually profitable or it's functioning and it works, is that you have a guy who essentially is like, yeah, we like, you know, you're a businessman first and foremost. So it's like, yeah, I want to increase productivity of the park. I want to get more and more people to come see and things like that. So it's like, we make newer dinosaurs, but we've been designing them to be vicious and crazy and killers and whatnot. And because of that, we now have problems. And it's like, because the shit done went crazy. And it's like, yeah, that is an endearing character trait of what supposedly is a bad guy. And then you just have it to where this is something that is just because of the initial concept of the chaos theory that was brought up from the very first Jurassic Park. It then functions well within the rest of the fucking movies. Because of the fact that it's like, yeah, shit's going fine right now, but eventually something can go bad. That's literally like the whole point of Dr. Malcolm's thing. And it's like, yeah, you guys harnessed, you guys were so busy questioning if you can do something that you didn't stop to think if you should do something. So having that concept from the guy that was in the first Jurassic World, to where I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to keep the park productivity going, even though, you know, it's not like Disney World, you know, they change out rides every once in a while and shit like that, and they close down some, reopen new ones, or keep some old ones closed, revamp them, and then reopen them later on and things like that. It's not like zoos also don't just constantly have fucking attendance and they keep functioning the way that they do. It's not like none of those things are stable and steady businesses. And while you have the monopoly over one particular fucking resource that no one else has, there's zoos all over the world. There was only one Jurassic Park. Why would you need to facilitate or to constantly make new fucking dinosaurs? That's insane. Hell, Disney World has never had a problem except for Disneyland. That's it. The Six Flags is all over the place. Doesn't matter. Disney World is still Disney World. So why would it be like, now I'm just going crazy on the first Jurassic World because how stupid it was, but whatever. Just whatever. But still, in terms of having a villain that would be something, you know, and it's like you had in the prior movies, let's weaponize the dinosaurs as if other weapons don't exist. Because, you know, it's like the same thing, like, oh, let's get and train some wolves or something. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But they could be used on the field. Why do you think that? Like, how does your brain function in thinking that way? God damn it. This is so stupid. And then they had weaponized dinosaurs in this movie. They didn't do anything. They didn't go nowhere. And then ultimately the movie itself just kind of had the dinosaurs take a backseat toward what the people were doing, and the people were doing nothing. They weren't doing anything interesting. They weren't doing nothing. Just had a bunch of people screaming for no fucking reason. Oh, there's a beautiful scene with these two kids running from all the little locusts and them screaming and everything. Then they get inside the barn. One girl grabs a shovel like she's going to do something, even though she grabbed the shovel. And then she continues to scream. And then she's like, hold the shovel and still screaming. It reminds me of the ants from the Happy Tree Friends and Friends show. They're like, they were like fucking... was they were like mincing and cutting up the fucking anteater, but yet they still be screaming as if they're in danger. Stupid. Hilariously stupid. But this movie was ridiculous. Yeah, the clone girl basically trying to figure out who she is, like if this was fucking Mulan or something like that. You then had it to where it just immediately annexed that concept because she gets kidnapped and then all of a sudden that's their daughter. Like at first it was like, you know, this is the girl that they're taking care of. And it was like, hey, you guys are my parents. And then it's like, afterwards, it's like, that's our daughter. Hey, that's my parents. It's like, oh my God, we missed you so much. You came after me. Like, you came back for me. And it's just so hollow and lame because it wasn't something where it was like, you know, it was like a realization. It was just an immediate, like, yeah, we're her parents. I get that now. And then it was like, well, now it makes a lot of the situations and the things that you did even dumber because essentially people were after the bitch. Because they, like, you know, it was a theory that she was this clone bitch running around and whatnot, and people were kind of after her. And yet they didn't do some born identity shit, which is like, you know, cut and dye her hair, which allows her to function in normal society. So she doesn't look exactly like the goddamn picture that's all over the news and the internet and whatnot. But, you know, that requires someone with a brain to fucking figure out. Then you essentially have her be closed. Like, essentially, you keep her locked up. You explain to her the importance of why she can't be around other people and shit like that. And then she continues to go do it. And then the whole reason that you were trying to protect her in the first place actually come to fruition. And it wasn't like she actually learned a lesson. Hell, it wasn't like you actually absolved her from being chased after by other people or anything like that. It's just that now she kind of like understands that you guys are family. But her whole loneliness aspect, as well as trying to figure out who she was, doesn't go anywhere. She just found out more shit about her mom. And how does that facilitate in her getting a personality or some perspective on her own life? I don't fucking know. Whether or not, like, you know, there was something where I was like, the mom did this. And she was like, well, I don't like doing that. And it was like, yeah, because you're not the same fucking people. You're different. Hell, the fact that she was complaining about being exactly like the mom, and yet she had posters and pictures of, like, to different boy bands and groups and shit like that on her wall should have been like something that they could have used. And it was like, yeah, your mom wasn't alive when they became popular. So obviously it's not like you like the same music. You could have did anything like that. But it's like, no, it was something that you brought up as like a plot point. And then you immediately pushed to the sideline because it was no longer necessary. And it was like, yeah, have her bitch and whine about trying to find out who she really is. And then afterwards she gets kidnapped. And then that's never addressed throughout the rest of the movie. We just kind of, you get it. You get it. So stupid. Just unbelievably stupid. And what's even more annoying is that essentially, I know for a fact that a majority of people will just praise this movie because of the fact that it has the older characters from the original Jurassic Park mixing in with some of the people from the Jurassic World movies. As if that is something that makes the movie good. There's a problem when it comes to nostalgia being a judging factor for like a movie's... What is it? I want to say not clarity or rating, but essentially people's standards for the movie. You know, it doesn't matter if the movie's dumb. It just hit that nostalgia bell in their head. And then for some reason, it's like, as long as that's ringing, then it means that this is good. This is interesting. This is fun. If you sat there and you felt tense or you felt scared whenever one of the main characters were in danger, then I feel you're a fucking idiot because there was nothing that was going to happen to him. Chris Pratt fell in the water and there was this fucking swimming dinosaur thing circling his ass. And I was like, nothing's going to happen to him. Like, why would it? He's the main character. Good Lord, I'm not dumb. But you see, when you had on the first Jurassic Park, you didn't know what was going to happen. So when people did start dropping, it was okay. Aside from the main dude who essentially was barely put in danger, but you had him surrounded by the kids. But then when it got to the end of the movie where all of them were now in danger, well, sky's the limit. It's not like he alone was the one put in danger with the rest of the raptors. Everyone was put in danger with the rest of the raptors. So who knows what the fuck could have happened. But then the T-Rex showed up and then like they started fighting them instead. That totally was plausible. But I like the first Jurassic Park. Oh my God. It's like these people were like lined up like a fucking smorgasbord and nothing bad happened to them at all. And it like no one got maimed, mauled, or nothing. There wasn't no surprise attack and you had to carry somebody who was bleeding out, causing the dinosaurs to smell them or anything like that. Hell, the movie went out of its way to painstakingly make it to where cuts were happening that indistinguishably made it to where you didn't have to care about a character surviving through dinosaur-infested forests, which is beyond fucking stupid. They had no weapons or no means of protecting themselves, and we know from the previous movies how fucking territorial the dinosaurs were and how good their senses were and like them smelling and shit like that, and yet nothing bad happened to any of these people in any of these places. Fucking stupid. Oh, it's okay for the crazy bitch from the very first Jurassic World, the auntie with the bad hair dye. It's okay for her to be able to track through this dino-infested forest to get to this safe house that she didn't even know exist or how to get to. It's okay for her to get there. And then at the last minute, you get some of these old iconic dinosaurs from the very first Jurassic Park to show up and surround her as if she's going to fucking die or bite the dust or anything like that, knowing that nothing bad's going to happen to her. So why are we even bothering with this or making it seem like this is some tense situation going on or anything like that? And in order for you to go, well, how the fuck did she get from point A to point B without anything happening to her? That doesn't make any sense. Hell, there's a goddamn scene where a deer is eating some grass and then a big ass dinosaur shows up. The deer doesn't even fucking flinch. And that's not what deer do. But then the dinosaur is able to smack the deer away and kill it so it can eat grass and whatnot. As if deer would just be cool with that whole thing happening, or that the dinosaur was making no type of noise whatsoever. It was so unbelievably stupid. But I'm pretty sure someone wrote that and it was like, oh yeah, this is going to be cool. This is going to be so cool. This is going to be so fucking cool. Woo! And it was dumb. It was hollow. The movie is so unbelievably boring. There's action scenes and whatnot happening. And even like Chris Pratt on a motorcycle being chased by these fucking mutated T-Rex raptor things. And they're just chasing after him and he's on a motorcycle. And I was like, I feel like this should be better. Like I should care more, but I don't. I don't care that he's going to make it because I know he is. I don't feel anything with these things coming after him because nothing's happening. And then it's like, yeah, this is an okay chase scene, but it's not going to do anything. It's not going to lead to anything. Nothing's going to happen because of this. And nothing did happen because of it. It's like, yeah, let's just have him race towards the airplane. But it's like, you don't need to. If you remove this, would I still feel like anything? Like, no, it was so unbelievably dumb. God, it was dumb. It's just such a hollow fucking movie. Just so hollow of a fucking movie. I feel like in every Jurassic Park movie, they needed Chris, like every Jurassic World movie, they needed Chris Pratt to be on a motorcycle. So that's why they did that. Like he has to be on a motorcycle no matter what. And that's why they did that. How ridiculous is it that he's living in like a cabin in the woods and the blue happens to be there as well? Hell, and then now they made it to where Blue was a specially made raptor, when at first it was just that Blue just had a better connection with him than any of the other raptors. The raptors just listened to Blue, who was either, obviously the smarter ones of them, but now it was like, well, she was genetically altered to be this way. Like, go fuck yourself. Seriously, it just couldn't be the Bond thing. I would have been happier with the Bond thing, because the dude was a perfect game master. So why? But this whole movie is just filled with nostalgia bait, bringing back in a bunch of actors that were in previous movies, and then hoping that this shit actually mattered or made sense. No one was put in danger. No one of importance died, and barely saw any people get killed by the fucking dinosaurs. Got to get that PG-13 rating, so you know there wasn't like no blood or nothing like that. But what's even more abysmal is that you compare this to something like Jurassic Park 2, which was incredibly interesting, funny, and had a multitude of people fucking die. As well as have interesting characters, even the good guy characters get fucking killed. Nope. Like, or the bad guy gets just desserts and it actually seems authentic and good. Hell, what was it? John Hamm's nephew, when he took over Engine, he was looking for the T-Rex baby. It was like, realistically, if he just let that go, he wouldn't have got eaten by the T-Rex and the baby. Oh, that's actually some karma for your ass. Hell, even his death, when he's screaming, no, 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 no. And then they bite his fucking leg, grab him down into the fucking boat. Now it's like, yo, they got a snack while they're on the boat. That's fucked up. Don't get that. I don't know. Like, the main bad guy was on a last pod train thing, and then it stops, and then he's begrudgingly killed by the little spit dinosaurs that killed Newman on the first Jurassic Park, because that totally makes sense. He even had the fucking spray bottle can where it had the genes that Newman stole from the very first Jurassic Park, as if that made any sense. No one knew about that thing. That wasn't something that people knew about. So why have it? What sense does that fucking make? It was buried in the fucking mud in the island that was covered in volcano ash. How did you get it? Why would you have it? It does not make any sense. Now, I'm not sure, like, did they have it on the last movie? I'm not sure. But it was something where it was like, if you know Jurassic Park, then you know what that means and you know what it is. But realistically, in accordance to Jurassic Park, no one should have that or know what it is. So why the fuck does he have it? He had it, and then you even see the can fucking roll when he's killed by those things. And it's like, whoever wrote this movie was a dumbass. They were just a huge fucking dumbass. They're pretty sure they saw the Jurassic Park movies, and then they've seen no other movie. So when they made this, they was just like, what hasn't Jurassic Park done? Or we did in Jurassic World? I think Locus? Sure, why not? Why the fuck not? Oh my goodness. It was just so unbelievably stupid. It was so uninteresting of a movie. I was sitting there just bored out of my fucking mind. Now, there was a bunch of people laughing at some of the parts in the movie. Hell, I was sitting in front of this guy that just is this fat guy who just would not shut the fuck up. I hated every moment of that. You know, it's like someone who just like can't watch the movie and just absorb the movie like everyone else. He has to talk while he's watching the movie. Uh-oh, well, what's happening here? Here they come. Like, yes, that made the movie experience a hell of a lot worse for me. But I digress, that the things that were happening in the movie were also equally fucking stupid. The story was all over the place. It was nonsensical. Nothing major happened to any of the characters. Hell, I would have liked it if somebody fucking died, because at some point it was like, dude, you literally made it to where in the movie you have a line from the dude from the first Jurassic Park movie, and they see the Giga whatever saurus that's supposed to be the biggest carnivore, and I guess at some point supposed to be the main bad guy of the movie, and that didn't make any goddamn sense. Because he was mentioned like 2 times prior. And then him fighting a T-Rex. And then because the T-Rex and him squared up, the guy goes, this isn't about us. And then the movie just basically has them slowly running towards one, like they only need to get to a helicopter. Yet they were slowly running all over the place, interfering in the T-Rex and the other dinosaurs battle. Like that made any sense. And then in the end, the T-Rex killed the damn thing along with the help of another dinosaur. And for some reason, the movie was trying to pay it as if this was like a long time coming victory or something that like totally needed to happen, or like we can feel justified in seeing. Like, it didn't matter. Seeing these two dinosaurs fight didn't fucking matter. Getting to the helicopter and while these two dinosaurs were fighting, it didn't fucking matter. So then it was like shit was happening to where I was like, these dinosaurs only focused on each other. Why are you guys wasting time acting as if they're looking for you? It was so stupid. Just so unbelievably stupid. Ellie, get back! And she ran out from where the helicopter was as if she was about to do anything. And then the dinosaur like looked at her, and then there was like another one that popped up, and then they like went to that. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? why make this? Like, how do you justify how bad this is? This was just a very poorly written movie. Very poorly written movie. And it's like the second of the Jurassic World movies was just completely forgettable. It wasn't an interesting movie. It wasn't done good. It was incredibly manipulative when it like tried to make it seem like the dinosaurs dying on the island was fucking sad when it wasn't. And then this movie just tried to make it seem like, nah, dinosaurs roaming around is like, that's cool. But this is another story that would happen while that's going on. And it's like, bitch, that's so stupid. So this is something that I totally agree when it comes to the critics. And I say this with like a heavy heart, like, well, not a heavy heart. I don't really give a damn. I knew this movie was going to suck from the get-go, but after seeing it, and I was like, man, that just makes it 1,000 times worse. Like, it's worse than I could possibly imagine. I've seen and heard all the critic reviews and things like that. And it's like, realistically, if you look at any of them, it's like, this shit isn't something to where it's like, you can blame this on Chris Pratt hate or anything like that. And it's like, no, if you were basically got the rose colored glasses because of member berries, because of all the different callbacks and little nods towards the original Jurassic Park movies, fine. You're an idiot. I say that with impunity. You're a fucking idiot, because that is not how you gauge or justify a movie. So yeah, like, you like nostalgia shit, fine, whatever, go back in time or something like that, you fucking idiot. But realistically, this movie had nothing going for it that was substantial, nothing tangible that made it in anything want to stick. You just got to see older characters interact with newer characters late into the fucking movie, mind you, and realistically, a storyline that was all over the place and that made no sense. Hell, they caught the clone girl. The Asian dude from the original Jurassic Park movies, who they brought back for the Jurassic World movies for whatever reason, who's now a redeemable good guy, who at the beginning of the Jurassic World movie seemed like he was working with the government, being evil and whatnot, for whatever reason, told the clone bitch why he needed her help, what it would do, and why that's a good thing. And the clone bitch gets up and runs away as if she just, like, she just couldn't be bothered. Like, whatever, dude, I'm me. I need to be free. And then at the end of the movie, he comes back and asks her the same fucking question again. And she's like, nah, this time I can trust him. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that made absolutely no fucking sense. Hell, they killed the fucking mutated locust so that there would be no evidence that proved that they made the fucking mutated, the Cretaceous locust and whatnot. And then they broke out of where they were kept. Like, that made any sense. They not only broke out through the little containment thing that they were at, but they were all on fire, right? They flew into the air on fire, because that's what bugs can totally do. They flew around in massive quantities, scattered all over the little sanctuary where the dinosaurs were at, and then just died, and then fell to the ground, still burning, and then catching shit on fire, which then made them need to close down the facility, which brought to the end of the evil corporation trying to get rid of the crops so they can control something. That was unbelievably fucking stupid. How the hell did they break out? When they broke out, it was like a big-ass skylight that let them go straight up, as if that wouldn't be something that you would close prior, just in case something like that happened, because it was an access point for them to get into if you were to release them to go do your dirt or whatnot when you sent them on their way to eat the crops and whatever, because they were still fucking making them. But yeah, no, that totally seems like it makes some sense. Oh my goodness, this was just so bad. So bad of a movie. Hell, the black chick interacts with the bitch with the bad hair dye for no reason. She goes and follows her into a bathroom, which also I think is weird that they have a bathroom at a fucking, at a goddamn underground poacher site where they're like trading and buying dinosaurs and whatnot. She goes in there and then tells her that she shouldn't be here, which, again, makes no sense, because if she found out about here and then is here, then she's exactly where she needs to be. This is none of your fucking business. But then she goes up to her and tells her, you shouldn't be here. Who then, bad hair dye, sits there and tells her, no, I'm looking for somebody. As if that also makes some sense. Because then she shows her a picture of the daughter, which realistically wouldn't be there because they're there trading fucking dinosaurs. So she just happens to be, she happens to be walked up by the one person who actually seen the daughter get transported when she was able to transport her fucking, the fucking baby velociraptor. And then essentially that person decides to, then that person just so happens to be in the city when Bad Hair Dye was in trouble. And then she just decided to, I'm going to help you out because raisins. And then she's like a part of the movie now because you need this black bitch running around because diversity, right? I don't understand. I don't get that. I just don't get that at all. None of that was authentic. It didn't make any sense. And it just came out of nowhere. Like, do you feel for anybody or anything? Like, does this seem natural? No. Did they get a clue on what happened with the daughter because of something that was on the black chick that came from the daughter or anything like that? No. Like, could you have made that interaction seem far more authentic to where it was like, I don't know, the friend of Chris Pratt knew her as she was a transporter, and then when they asked her questions, then she like kind of looked away, and then they let them know they're like, hey, she's kind of shady, but also then the deal was going down, so then they had to like leave her alone so they could see if the daughter was actually at the deal. Anything like that that would have made it authentic and make sense, not just her looking at these motherfuckers walking around and then she like, you shouldn't be here. Hey, did you see my daughter? I can't get involved. Then why'd you talk to me? What? It's like, this is just like the people here, they will kill people like you. Well, no shit. Like, the fuck? Like, how do you think I got in here? Jesus Christ. It's like you're seeing people just walk around here that shouldn't be here all the fucking time. Obviously, they're here for a reason. So why is it that all of a sudden when I come in, it's a problem? Like, this is like, you're not in your field here, Snowflake. You need to get the stepping. So goddamn stupid. Hell, even then, they turned, like, they had a part where they were in her plane. They had, like, a stupid little back and forth. And then it was like, why doesn't this place, if it's going to do some shady shit, and then you can't really trust people and whatnot, why not have, like, air defenses or anything like that? But then it was like, oh, you can just turn off the thing, and, like, the pterodactyls or whatever, flying dinosaurs can, like, attack the planes or whatever. But then it's like, well, why would they just outwardly attack planes? If that was the case, then again, wouldn't those creatures be something that you need to fucking get rid of? Because they're just attacking planes for no goddamn reason. And ain't nobody gonna let shit like that happen. You can't move armies if you're attacking planes for no fucking reason. But again, animals that can fly don't do shit like that, right? They don't go after something, whether it's the same size or a little bit bigger, off the cusp of, like, you know, maybe it might be food. It's a giant metal thing that makes a lot of fucking noise. If anything, being curious about it would make far more sense than them just outright attacking it. I don't give a damn what you're trying to do in terms of an action scene. This shit don't make sense. God damn it. It's so stupid. And then the movie ends with the dumbest fucking shots I could ever possibly imagine, which is multitude of animals walking side by side with their multitude of animals walking side by side with their dinosaur counterpart. And it, like, the last scene is a fucking Lion King sunrise with elephants going across and fucking triceratops, as if that's totally how animals work. They're always walking together side by side with different species. The fuck? And it's not like that's not the only one. That's the last one. But there was a multitude of ones that were doing that. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, movie? Why do you think this makes any goddamn sense? Hell, the concept that was brought up by Dr. Malcolm at the end of the last Jurassic Park movie made more sense as to being a focal point of this movie, where he was like, dinosaurs had their shot at living on Earth. They literally cannot sustain living with humans or any other species for that matter. They require way different things. They eat more food and they need more, they eat more food and they're far more dangerous. So why would it just be acceptable to where it's like, we're just living with dinosaurs now. Now they're everywhere. Dinosaurs, prehistoric creatures are just running around willy-nilly and no one gives a fuck. That is not reasonable. That is not realistic. And it's so fucking stupid. Oh, they have a forced breeding facility for triceratops. Bitch, what the fuck do you think we do with cows? Not only that, how is this your problem? What does this mean for anybody? They're forced breeding triceratops. And the fuck does that, what is that gonna do? What does that matter? It's against the law. How? These things are nothing. Like, they shouldn't exist. It's like, what? Like, there's so many other things that could have been actually good plot, like a story, like an actual good, interesting story to finalize this fucking movie. But no, It just did what every other Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World movie has done in order to make it seem like it knows what the fuck they're doing. Like, the people who are writing it know what the fuck they're doing, and they just desperately want Steven Spielberg to just piss in their mouth and tell them they did a good job. Jesus Christ. And it's like, no, nigga, it's bad. Formulaically, it's bad. You start off with the ooh, ah, and then later there's running and screaming. Something that was said in the second Jurassic Park movie, and it has held true in every other iteration after. Because the shit is what they do, and it is fucking boring. Damn it. It, like, hell, had the Ellie chick pet a baby triceratops. It never gets old, does it? And it's like, oh my God, that's so stupid. So stupid. It's like, it's just so dumb. Because it's trying to make everyone go like, yeah, the dinosaurs are precious. Except for the ones with teeth. No, the sharp teeth. Oh no, not the sharp tooth. Sharp tooth killed Bigfoot's little what? Killed Littlefoot's mom. Can't trust no goddamn sharp tooth. Oh boy. This was bad. This was really bad. I hope that this is the end of it, because they clearly have no fucking idea what to do for anything else. They have nowhere to go. This is just, it's a bad, hollow, and stupid movie. Now it might make a couple of bucks. Like I said, make it a couple of bucks. Hey, Godzilla vs. King Kong made a couple of bucks. But again, another poorly done movie made by someone who clearly doesn't fucking understand what the hell other iterations came before it were trying to do or did. And then they just made some bullshit. Ooh, let's capture these illegal dinosaur poachers and traders and whatnot, waiting for a drop and everything. And we're going to come at them with Glocks. Why not assault rifles? They have dangerous dinosaurs, as well as most likely they got fucking assault rifles, Uzis, machine guns, or anything like that. No, we got Glocks because we're arresting them. You're literally in this, like, you're literally in the heart of a fucking poacher's paradise. You could have arrested every fucking body, but now we're only after a select few people. And even then, the rest of the poachers and whatnot don't give a fuck. They're just still partying and having a good time. And then you have even bigger dinosaurs get released in that area. And a couple of them don't even give a fuck because they're watching two dudes fight in the middle of a ring where there's dangerous dinosaurs chained up trying to eat each other in as well. Because that's infotainment, and that's totally possible. These giant fucking, oh my goodness. Then we don't even get to see the aftermath of said giant dinosaurs being let loose in like a remote public area and whatnot. We just see this dude on a fucking electro scooter who stupidly is like riding as slow as he possibly can get fucking eaten. And I'm pretty sure, like, you know, kids thought that was amazing because, like, you can't argue with the fact, like, who doesn't like dinosaurs? Seriously, like, that's why I saw the movie. I still like dinosaurs. Like, still like the original Jurassic Park movies, but for the love of God, people, have some fucking decency and make better shit. This was just lame. This was just lame, bad, and it's like, I'm pretty sure you got a good check to do something. And they're like, you couldn't think of a better story than this? You could have followed the book. You could have did a fucking remake. I don't care. You just could have did better. Damn it. Yeah, that's it. This was, if you want to see, like, I say, don't go see it. This isn't a movie that needs to be bought. This isn't a movie that actually needs to go be seen in the theaters, because I guarantee you nothing's going to happen. Yeah, it was really a waste of time and honestly worthless. So, yeah, that's how I feel about Jurassic Park Dominion. Yeah. Crap. That's a Jurassic Park. I keep saying Jurassic Park. My mistake. Jurassic World Dominion. How dare I besmirch the name of Jurassic Park. Hell, fucking Jurassic Park 3 was way better than this. The third of the Jurassic Park movies, which is the weakest of the Jurassic Park movies, is better than the third Jurassic World movie, which had to look at the third Jurassic Park movie and learn from its mistakes. Nope. I guess the only thing that they learned from is that if you take Hera Dye and you put her in regular shoes, then it makes sense how she can outrun a dinosaur, rather than have her try to run away from a T-Rex in fucking heels. That is the lesson. And the clone bitch is still wanted. Yeah, that's how the movie ends. All right, this has been another episode of Fun Flame. I've been your host, Daniel Flame. And as always, people, I hope you had fun. But I fucking didn't. I hated that movie. I gotta look at something good. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to watch the original Jurassic Park. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch the original Jurassic Park and cheer for the greatest protagonist the world has ever known, Samuel Jackson, when he said, hold on to your butts. Fuck.